Self-liberation is both believing that one can change and making commitments to act on that belief. In the contemplation stage, people aren't ready to make a commitment to change, but they may be ready to make a commitment to take a small, preliminary step. To encourage that kind of commitment, we introduce choices. We want to ensure that steps are realistic, concrete, and measurable. For example, ask contemplators to select one of several small steps or to choose one of their own that they will do during the next month. Small steps could include taking a 10-minute walk every day, using 1% milk or non-fat milk, talking with a close friend about worries or concerns, or delaying that first cigarette each day by 10 minutes. Also, it turns out that people are more likely to follow through with a commitment if they tell someone about it. So by sharing their commitment with you, they're increasing their likelihood of success. You could also encourage your client to tell someone else about their goal. People feel good about meeting their goals, even if they're small ones. They've achieved something, which helps them to see that larger changes are possible too. This is a way of building self-efficacy, another TTM change principle. Here are some key phrases and questions that can be useful when trying to activate self-liberation.